It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. It is Earth Day. Happy Earth Day to everyone. And 420 is my birthday, baby. That's right. I don't know what you're celebrating out there, but happy 420, my birthday. That's right. This week, in honor of Earth Day, we want to just give a special shout out, a special edition today, all around the celebration of Mother Nature herself. Happy Earth Day to everyone. This year, we want to actually give highlights to our heritage and culture and what Earth Day represents for me. Coming from Southern culture with a mother who had several pecan trees, fig trees, peach trees, the grape vines. Yes, baby. Vineyard right beside where we hung out the clothes. Growing of our own peanuts. Every green never having to be bought from a store. Earth Day represented agriculture for me as a Southern girl, for my mother and my grandmothers and my greatest grandmothers, the connection to the soil. Oftentimes, Earth Day is looked at as a contemporary factor, but the celebration of Earth Day was something for me growing up, a part of high school, where we would go into our communities and do what people do in Rwanda naturally on Saturdays, clean. Might have just been that once a year thing that we did, but it symbolized going into the worst parts of our community and doing the labor. Earth Day activities develop highway cleanups where I'm from. Looking back over my life at how we celebrate the earth, no matter where you are in the world, we know one thing. We have equality and living right here on earth. Yeah, we got home equality. Because if you're homeless and living outdoors in the elements, or if you're inside a home, Earth, Mama Earth, Mother Nature, and the celebration of Earth Day is all something irregardless to who you are, where you live, what your nationality is, how much wealth you do or don't have. We all live on this earth. So we're celebrating people and the greatness and knowing that we also have equal chores, baby. That's right. You gotta get in that work. What can we do to preserve? And people all around, make sure that you're looking and going to your local farmers markets to buy things that are local, generating from a source that you were raised on. Celebrate Earth Day every single day and what we intake. And I know I'm speaking, preaching, and talking directly to myself. When you know that you can go and place your hand on your fresh produce, when you can smell the fact that it's come farm fresh in your berries. Ooh, shouts out to my brother for having some of the greatest blueberry bushes. Ooh, I look forward to eating off of them. There is a great organization, one of the greatest that I know, that I want to celebrate this year. It's called the Black Feminist Project. This is founded by the greatest, Tanya Denise Fields. She has a Black Joy Farm found in the middle of New York, New York City. You know, when we look at urban planning, things are may not be all right for people to go back to nature and celebrate Earth Day. But when you have a Tanya Fields in your life, she goes and takes the most urban area and turn it and draws the community in, bringing in plants. And this sister is so amazing that the Black Joy Farm, it also offers a space for people to come. And this is like some of the best healing work I've ever done. I've ever seen my mom experience just total healing work with doing the work and with the plants, planting, watering. People can come there. And Tanya Fields also feeds the community every single week. It's amazing to watch her post on social media growing throughout the year. She's been in this so long of just making sure people have free boxes of food, fresh food. Now, let me take you back to my childhood in South Carolina. Sometimes these people would set up centers, could be a religious or nonprofit organization. In some instances, people took the very best and gave the community trash. I will never forget going through hard times in Sumter, South Carolina, and going to a particular place, and there was nothing in there that I, even in my worst state, would have wanted to take with me. Like, you come on now with the potted meat. It could be good, but just, it wasn't the potted meat that got me. I promise you. It was exploded cases of old damaged botulism, expired goods. But when we compare it to what Tanya Fields is doing, she makes sure that people have the fresh foods. She makes sure that she's connected to organizations that are also presenting like, hey, they need this, let's have balanced meals. And so every single week, I'm used to seeing her post and seeing people go, just knowing that whether or not they give a donation or not, there's enough food to cover their family. It's a radical, radical move of the sister. And when we want to honor Earth Day, it's women like this. You know, a few weeks ago, at the beginning of April, she was featured on the Rachel Ray Show. That's right, everyone knows this cooking show. So to know that Miss Tanya, through the Black Joy Farm, has elevated to sharing recipes with her audience and becoming recognized. And actually, more and more people, it's not that this sister is out here seeking attention. See, here's the catcher. This is called Earth Day. This is a sister who's honoring the earth. When I look at Tanya Fields, I see, they call her Mama Tanya, like you say Mother Nature, and that really sums it up. I'm telling you, to see people putting in the work, she's a work of inspiration. When everyone else went into COVID, the sister went out there and got a building for homeschooling purposes, noticing that not only her children had something that they could benefit with, a space, with the best learning, and just, you know, discovering what her sons were into and making sure that they had the best equipment to make the best future. And what her daughters were into is like, okay, this is your gift. Okay, I want to create a center for that. And she's created it not only for herself, but once again, when you're taking in that good food and you're taking care of the earth will take care of you. So we're totally excited today to get you to just know that we have phenomenal women, amazing men, so many people around this globe who represent Earth Day every day. And there is a responsibility for each of us. Yes, we do have equal chores in taking care of the earth. And everything that we do daily, whether or not it's recognizing that some people take these plastic containers, these bottles that we throw away, fill them with sand, build homes. When we look at Europe and notice that less than one-third of that country has $100 in their savings. So they're resorting back to all of the things of living mortgage-free and realizing, hey, there's a challenge when you don't take care of the earth. There's a lot of expenses and things that we have when we are in a certain thing. So now is the time that everyone is doing a shift financially. If it will cost you, people, if you're not good to the earth, you know, it seems like a short-term thing to kick off and make a lot of money and have the industry, but we have the side effects of pollution that we're dealing with. See, Earth Day is that reminder to us that not just the plastic bottles that we have, but some of the decisions that we allow for businesses to come into our community. Air pollution is the air you breathe. if ever a chemtrail were a real thing, it's better to be like Miss Tanya feels and just be proactive instead of reactive. For a decade now, she supplied so much food for the Bronx. Workshops to people, family movie nights, teaching them about herbs, medicine, teaming up with people. Just, you know, as a phenomenal big girl myself, she has gone through the transformation and shared the story. It's not just about Earth Day with being the element of the soil, but it's about recognition that Mama Earth is us, the women, the female divine. And it's been such an inspiration of looking at her as the Earth's Beyonce, shall I call her, crown the yes, of what it takes to know that the food that we ingest and the lifestyle that we have and everything that we're supporting is a side effect to the end result of our physical beings and the things that weigh us down. So I look forward to everyone. Please go, go, go. You must go online to the blackfeministproject.org. That's right, theblackfeministproject.org. This organization is a phenomenal place for you to start by giving a donation. If you're in the Bronx area, please pull up to the scene with the slim missing and catch some of that sun rays. Get you a organic salad. Go up and meet the woman, the powerhouse. Get into the energy and celebrate Earth Day each and every day. There's so many ways that each of us can get more and more involved. When we look at Earth Day, let's look at demographics. The signs of COVID in modern times and looking at the southern hemisphere of the world, there's a boiling point that's coming. There are weather changes and patterns. Just this week, South Africa, accidentally set a fire that caused a wild, very feral fire to go throughout parts of South Africa, destroying the very university there, and they had to evacuate students. Although man had a part in this by coincidence, it also goes to show the element of taking care of the earth and how we need to take precautions. In the southern hemisphere, right now with COVID, some of the very lowest numbers on the planet are coming from, drumroll, verify this on worldometer.com, Africa. That continent has some places, and in the southern hemisphere, there are places that zero COVID cases. No one has ever had it. No one in the country's ever died from it. No cases in Africa. That continent represents the lowest cases out of any continent on the planet, period. Do your research. It is something about the Earth Day that we're celebrating that maybe we want to make a connection to how people are with their relationship with Mother Nature and how Mother Nature is reacting to that. However you want to do it, above the earth or below the earth. When it comes down to Earth Day, we also want to acknowledge the Northern Hemisphere changes that have come. Just recently, in the last 4 months of 2021, we've had, in Hawaii, a lot of floods. Right here where I am, earthquakes this year. Matter of fact, in the 5 years that I've been in the Middle East, there's probably been an earthquake every year. It's common. Yeah, it's pretty common. And then historically, you know, these tornadoes and hurricanes, when I'm talking to people from foreign lands, they don't have hurricane season. They're like, wow, this is some Atlantic Ocean thing that you got going on. And I'm like, where you're from? Okay, no Lebanon, you don't. No Turkey, you don't. So in honor of Earth Day, my personal expression of hurricane season is that for so long on the transatlantic slave route, there were bodies disposed. Bodies which contain souls, spirits. Some who went on their own and some who were cast out. And this led for a very many, just hundreds of years worth of food for this actual source. And, you know, just knowing that how people are today about, oh, I'm vegan, not vegan. I'm vegan because at the moment of slaughter, you know, what happens when life and death in that transformative moment, and how they don't even want to consume the flesh of a cow or any animal that has just been slaughtered. So you can imagine the restless spirits. If you're going to believe in Casper, if you're going to believe in all the other spirits, just understand that that water and those hurricanes are real, realer than Casper. And where I'm from, I remember being very little, there was a hurricane by the name of Hugo. Other cultures named them. I knew that these were my spiritual ancestors, baby. It just seemed to cross over our houses, like almost biblically. And it would damage others, thus insurance was great for someone else who benefited from a lineage that profited off of a trade of humans. Melanated beings, restless souls coming back as hurricanes. So for Earth Day, I just want to shout out all my ancestors. South Carolina in the house. And knowing that it's hurricane seasons and we celebrate just the cleanse that Earth has. Okay, guys. Earth Day tea. It gets a little strange. One day I go to, they're like locusts, like some biblical looking locusts that came through one week. And I'm like, bippity boppity boo. I'm going to the ocean, you know, going to the palms. And I'm doing my usual pattern, which is instead of getting into the warm pools, I'll go out to the ocean and, you know, walk the ocean floor for like an hour, playing my little hit list. And baby, when I got down to that beach, it looked like Mother Nature took a douche. Trash filled locusts by the millions in the Gulf. From the nights, I don't know how, you know, they died and they were just like, ugh, all on the sand, all in, just could not walk, could not touch this. And, you know, we also honor Earth Day with the cleanse. You have a self-cleaning oven. As a woman, you have a self-cleaning body. Mother Nature is self-cleansing. And, of course, when I went to the ocean again, she was clean, pristine. I don't know how she does it. But there's a magic in taking care of Mother Nature. When we take care of her, she will always continue to take care of us. By no means do we need to be under the illusion that the earth needs us. When you live in a place that's not home, you go through climate changes. Yeah, like a full 360 in 365 in any country that's not your home country or a state where you're not from with weather climate changes that you're not used to. Consider moving from a place that you've never seen snow, and then getting a job and moving there. We experience these changes. In my life, I've lived in the extreme cold of Alaska for 3 years. I did not wear flip-flops while living in Alaska because I adapted to the changes. There were months with no sun, and there were months where the sun never set. I recall the newscaster saying night after night, as we went from my summers into the fall, we say, we have 6 hours. No, we have 23 hours of sunlight left. Oh, wow. And then, you know, eventually we'll have 4 hours of sunlight left. 1 hour, and I would listen to him put an S on the hours. and we would go into a season of darkness. You know, it's so mystical to go from that cold extreme and that darkness filled with the northern lights of the aurora borealis, and now living in the desert diva out in the Middle East on the Gulf shores. And it's not what I, you know, I adapted. This, babe, when I tell you, I worked outside in the Middle East one year, and it was a record-breaking temperature, like really over 130 degrees out here. Outside, and my black behind was underneath airplanes. I'm like, what? So, truly a diamond. Yes, my birthstone for April 20th. The diamond. I truly am, have gone through the elements of the coldest Arctic for 3 years. Here it is, going on 6 years in August with being in this condition. And how we adapt is we honor Earth Day 365. Know that no matter what conditions you are placed in, you will survive. Baby, you will thrive. That is honoring and turning and looking back and spending time in nature and being aware of the connection that we have to the earth. Earth Day, it should just be that once a year that's reminding us to do a self-love, self-care, take care of the earth, take care of self. Look at earth as being woman. Take care of her. Look at earth as being source of food. Take care of her. Know that ships, when people have boats, they give it a name of a female. The fish that you bring in, the seafood, the lobsters, oysters, all of these things on this female, this feminine divine vessel coming from these feminine shores, coming from this feminine earth. If you are truly the patriarchal essence, then you will understand that everything that's a supply of your plug is feminine. Happy Earth Day. That's right. Just because the masculine energy comes on some James Brown, it's a man's world. Understand that the supplier of trees, which give off, allow you to breathe, keep plants in your home, plants in your body, just the housing unit for you to lay upon the entire earth. Yes, Mother Nature. So I just want to say before we close out today, thank you, Mother Nature. Thank you so much to the divine ones out here with your gardens, with your plant life, all you plant mamas, plant papas out there. I love you when you call me plant mama. Yes! Celebrate what remains. As we go forward, don't let this Earth Day slip past you. If you didn't know it came this week, take the time out. Water someone. Water something. Enhance life. All things intertwine. Yes, love your earth. Take care of her, and she will always take care of you. Make sure earth is synonymous with the feminine divine. In spite of having guilty verdicts read at the same time of four bullets penetrating and snatching the life from a 15-year-old daughter of the earth, let us water and nurture and take care of our earth instead of being adults that stand around and watch foster children fight adults and teenagers without interfering. Be good to the earth, and the earth shall be good to you. As we go out with a bang on this Earth Day, keep in mind that you are dependent on Mama. Yeah, you're dependent on Mother Nature. And you are dependent on this earth. I don't know what Elon Musk told y'all about the Mars and whatever other countries, planets that they have some life on, you're not there yet. So to all the people living upon the planet Earth, thank you for tuning in to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And every week, I just want to remind you that that phone, yes, that device you're holding in your hand, Bill Gates and Elon Musk, they run businesses using the same thing. You can too. Let this Earth Day be a seed of inspiration for you to grow your business, you to start your business. Earth Day, and just the concept of Earth Day, is a business within herself, whether it's having a dump truck that's going to be picking up certain things, having these contracts with the city and the state. Get with it, baby. Limitless blessings to you and yours. And until next time, do bye-bye, boo.